Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients.
Hello, this is Todd Brow with SimCast, and with me today is the owner and founder of Lead Concepts, Chris Weir. Chris, welcome to SimCast today.
SimCast, welcome and thank you. I appreciate being invited. This is three or four times for me.
I think so, something like that. It's always great to have you on.
I enjoy it.
Good. Well, tell our listeners about Lead Concepts and also how long you've been doing this.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 33 years. Lead Concepts has been around for 33 years. I had a couple of years in the business prior to that at companies that failed. And then I thought, well, I'll give it a try. And that's been 33 years. So Lead Concepts does a direct mail lead generation in virtually every market that you guys work in. The big thing these days is a lot of bilingual, virtually any Medicare, T65, final expense, all of our Facebook products can be done in English as well as Spanish. They can be done in virtually any language, and we've done most languages when we talk about direct mail. So we continue to grow. I hear, you know, oftentimes people say mail isn't working anymore, and the truth is, mail is working, it's just working differently. What used to work doesn't work, and other things are working. So it's not that mail doesn't work, it's that you're not paying attention to the changes and the adaptations that are going on in the mail business.
So you mentioned people turning 65. I understand you just partnered with RSSA, which is Registered Social Security Analysts. So tell me about your partnership with them and how that can increase and grow an agent's business.
Well, we started hearing about RSSA, Registered Social Security Analysts, about a year ago. And we took notice because people were asking us to do lead generation under this Social Security education approach, and so I reached out to those folks, and they're just so responsive and easy to work with, and they sent me a link to try out their software, and I was so impressed. Just phenomenal software that goes through all the ins and outs of how Social Security works and exactly when either the husband or the wife should apply for Social Security to maximize their lifetime earnings. The software was impressive, but what we found is the lead generation that we were doing was responding at higher numbers than anything else in the market today. So that's always an exciting piece for us. What is really unique about the Social Security platform is that it is a lead generation tool, an educational tool, and it's a fact finder to perfection, and that fact finder will lead to opportunities to help people with their health insurance on the Medicare side, or it leads to a wealth creation, because if you're talking to somebody that maybe isn't Medicare age, they understand when they retire what they'll be relying on through Social Security for their income. It's easy to recognize that income you're going to get at Social Security is not enough to live on. So that brings up a conversation of wealth accumulation, permanent life insurance products for wealth transfer, or certainly annuity products. So to have a lead generation tool that's responding higher than anything else, but offers potential sales in the Medicare space as well as the higher net worth space is something very unique to us.
So tell me a little bit more about the software. So an individual puts in their Social Security information, or how's that go about, Chris?
I want to be, you know, cautious to sound an expert on the platform. I did complete it, and there was an opportunity to enter my Social Security number, my wife's Social Security number. It reached out to the Social Security system to pull in all my earnings over the years. An agent who signs up and becomes a registered Social Security advisor has access to this software, and RSSA is referring some of their advisors to us now to provide these lead generation services. And these folks are leaning into the platform as a CRM. They're leaning into the platform to be able to educate these folks, fact find, of course, and this becomes their total marketing platform, education in how Social Security works. And the software, it actually reaches out to Social Security to pull your Social Security benefits and estimates record.
Got it.
That when it does that, it brings up that record for the agent to receive an email on and then make an appointment with the prospect to go through that. So the prospect may fill everything out, but they do not get the results directly. The agent of record would receive that. And the way that works is when you become a registered advisor, every one of their advisors receives their own URL, their own sort of website URL link, which in our case would be a QR code as well, that takes it. So that's how RSSA knows when one of your prospects hits the platform, and that that lead then completes the forms inside the software.
So basically where Lead Concepts comes in is doing a mailing out to demographics or zip codes and all that stuff, and then bringing the client to that platform. Is that correct? Or try to generate leads before 65?
Absolutely. It's a perfect question. We are going to purchase age and income data, and that data will be modeled based on what it is that our prospect is asking for, whether it's going to be Medicare, pre-Medicare, because pre-Medicare have not signed up for Social Security yet. If we're looking for people with a bit more wealth, we may go a little bit older. For the income parameters, we'll be modifying that based on whether somebody says, well, really, I work in the Medicare space. Really, I work in the annuity and financial planning space. So we're going to pull data based on zip codes for age and wealth. And that depends on the conversation that we have with our prospect to determine what makes the most sense for them. And we'll do the mailing to generate an inbound lead or a QR code on the ad. We do not want that QR code to go straight into the RSSA platform yet. We believe that people going straight into the platform may be overwhelmed, and we want to capture the data first, name, address, city, state, zip, email address, and cell phone, and then be able to push them a link to enter into the platform. And that today is happening at the agent level. We're not pushing that link yet. We don't want to generate a lead that just goes into the platform and sort of gets lost.
Mm-hmm. Got it. For someone to help them guide along the way to explain the numbers and explain everything like that, because it can be, yeah, like you said, very, very overwhelming, and people might just forget about it and do something else, basically.
We use QR codes on a lot of different mailers these days, and we have identified what works and what does not work. And we will have agents reach out to us and say, I have a QR code that goes to my website, and that's what I want to use on my ad. And we will candidly tell them that that just won't work, and we don't want to do that. Websites is where leads go to die. The QR code must go to a form fill to capture their information. And then if you wish for them to receive a link after that to go learn a little bit about your company, who you are, then that would be fine. But that's after we've captured the lead and pushed them into our CRM for you, so you can work them forever.
So with this RSSA that agents can enroll in and get their own website and their own QR code URL, I'm just thinking individuals that are even like 50, 55, 60, you know, I can see people those age categories, you know, thinking about retiring, when to retire, or, you know, how long, you know, when they should retire at, you know, 60, 62, 67, 70. I can see that audience being, you know, attracted to this lead program.
It's a remarkable program and product, Todd, for us to be able to market to a 40 to 50 year old. Years ago, this approach was being used manually. 30 years ago, we were doing mailing similar to this, and an agent would fill out a postcard to request from Social Security their benefits and estimates. So they would fill that out with the prospect, mail it in to Social Security, and a month or two later, the agent, maybe it wasn't that long, my memory, but the agent would then receive back from Social Security this prospect's information on what their benefits would look like. And then they would go back out and educate them on, this is what you're going to be receiving at Social Security if you continue to earn at this rate. So we were generating leads in the younger age groups, and that is now happening again to be able to sell term life or permanent life policies to help people with their retirement income strategy. While there's still time to do it when they're between 40 and 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have not had that in years, and we now have that.
And what you described back then, where you had to send a postcard in, now you can just get it right at the, you know, instantaneously.
I think it's a 24-hour delay, I think. But that, again, I'm not an expert in the software.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard people say the software can be expensive, and maybe they're not, you know, a number of people are noodling over the idea and not making the decision to go in based on the expense. Mm-hmm. And when you consider the amount of money that people spend on marketing, on different forms of marketing, on attending trade shows, if you're able to get into this platform, and that means for the foreseeable future, all of your leads are going to cost about half as much because we're getting twice as many leads, and you have a built-in platform to be able to fact find and bring ideas and thoughts to these folks that they don't even know the questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
It's a absolutely fantastic tool. Todd, as you know, I travel the country and I sit in on events and I hear people speaking. And at one of the events I was at recently, I heard something that was disturbing. And that is that, I haven't checked this fact, but I've asked a couple of my clients and the statistics showed up to be the same. And that is that, of all of the Medicare Advantage policies out there in the field, only about 5 to 10% of those folks have a hospital indemnity plan also. And I was under the impression that if you put somebody into a Medicare Advantage, it was natural to offer the hospital indemnity. So I'm disappointed to find, you know, that people aren't doing that. And I think going out with some of your folks that are between 60 and 70 and existing policy holders with your MA and taking them through the Social Security educational component of this, and at the same time making sure that they understand that the gaps they have in the Medicare Advantage can be filled with a hospital indemnity. Now, I've derived no benefit financially from what I just told you. I just believe that was a stark opposition to my beliefs. I just thought when you sold a Medicare Advantage, you also sold a hospital indemnity.
Yeah, that I had heard that not around those numbers as well too, which is surprisingly very low. I would think it would be the opposite of that, but
you have a lot of your policyholders, they've got gaps in their coverage that they don't even know that the hospital indemnity exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you as an agent have made the decision for your customer because you didn't even tell them. You made it an automatic no because you didn't even tell them.
Which you could then offer that to them and then fill in the gaps on that coverage. So, you know, if they do get into the hospital, they, you know, that stay that's out of pocket is covered for them. Definitely. Yeah. That's a huge opportunity on that. So, and is it a lead program that Lead Concepts has that can bring light to that market?
Lead Concepts could do a type of client retention mailer. We do a lot of client retention mailers with recipe cards, with newsletters. We're doing more and more football schedules. If you've got a local football team or basketball team that really stands out in the community, we build out a mailer for you with your logos and information on it. And those type of client retention mailers, they can mention mm-hmm. some of these other things that are available. We can mention something, you know, about trying to get the prospect to, when they receive that, to call you. To call you to, oh, verify your mailing address, whatever the case may be, so that we generate an inbound call and have that touch for you.
Mm-hmm. And also complete a policy review as well, too, to make sure that you have all the gaps filled and covered, basically. Yeah, definitely.
Well, definitely. I know you can't cover everything from cancer to hospital indemnity, and people can't pay for everything. But when you have somebody out there that really only has an MA, you've left a lot of gaps there with mm-hmm. with no cancer, with no hospital indemnity. I'm preaching. I apologize. I was just shocked. I think the hospital indemnity is a number one need.
Yeah, no, definitely agree. And if you sell Medicare Advantage, contact Lead Concepts and they can do that retention mailing and or some other opportunities as well too. Speaking of Lead Concepts, we're kind of getting off here a little bit, but what other industries do you serve?
Well, Lead Concepts is in virtually every insurance vertical, from long-term care to short-term care, all the Medicare products. Our seminar program is running all over the country now. We're doing so many full-color, beautiful seminar events. They can be done at the restaurants, which are our preference, but we have a lot of people doing them at local libraries. Our job is to coach. If you want to do it at a local library, you can. You're just going to get, you know, half as many people there. And there are still people who are choosing to do it that way. We're not here to tell you what to do, but we are here to tell you what's going to happen if you choose to do it this way or that way so that you can make the best decision for you. We do a lot of them at libraries or VFWs, and they still work. You just will get, you will have a more intimate, as they say, setting without food. For us, we're doing the full seminar program with all the artwork. We're doing all the mailing, of course, but we're taking the inbound RSVP phone calls. So we're reserving people back into the event for you, calling them a day before to make sure they haven't forgotten. You can log in and hear those phone calls if you wish. And you can also pull down a spreadsheet of all of the people. So as they come, you can check off your attendees. You can create name tags from the website. You can print out name tags that will come out on the website. So really proud of what we're doing in the seminar space. And the seminars can be for financial planning, for Medicare 101s, which we're now doing Medicare 101s, not just to the 64. We're doing them from 64 to 68 or 70 and really filling up these rooms with folks who normally don't get invited. And if they are a Med Sup person, you can write them during the event. You just can't write the MA. Mm-hmm. We're finding people at the event who don't know who their agent is. We're getting people at the event who haven't had a review in years and their prescriptions have changed and they don't have the right policy. So the presentation is still Medicare 101, but you're not focusing only on the 64s.
Got it.
The big thing for us is we're multilingual. We've done virtually every ad, whether seminar or lead generation, in Spanish, a lot of Vietnamese. So we've done Creole, we've done Greek. We're working on Russian right now. There is no language that we can't purchase the data of folks that are Russian or are Vietnamese. We purchase the data leaning that way. We do a lot of marketing specific to veterans that say attention veterans. If you have a product that leans veteran, and if you are a veteran, then all of your marketing really should be, in my opinion, leaning into the veteran space if you are a veteran. And I left out the Facebook. We're doing lead generation through Facebook exceptionally well after 4 years of learning the ins and outs. We've really got the Facebook platform for Medicare, for final expense, for ACA, short-term care, seminars. We've really got that figured out.
So basically, all what you explained about lead concepts is just call leads concepts. And your team will help out and let, you know, the agent know, help them out with what mailer they want to do or what type of advertising that they want to do. And then let them and be more of a consultative of let them know, you know, like you said earlier, you know, if you have it at the library, you're not going to get probably as big a response as you would if you had it at a restaurant or something like that. And probably also coaching on demographics for different areas that they want to market in as well, too, is what you guys do.
We're 48 people, and we speak the language of insurance as much as we do marketing. We understand your products and your challenges. As you know, Todd, I'm not the only one that travels to all these events. I mean, we're all of our people are at events. They're inside the room. They're listening to the speakers. So we speak the language, and we're at more events than a lot of agents are. So we don't want to just take your order. We want to tell you what works and why. And the really interesting piece of this is it takes us right back to the RSSA platform, because virtually any of these products are available to be marketed utilizing that single Social Security mailer approach for lead generation. And starting with educating folks on how Social Security works and the fact finder that comes with that. It is interesting. And beyond that, it is the highest responding mailer we have, meaning it's the least expensive mailer to mail. Our mailers cost the same to mail, but if you get twice as many leads, then your lead cost is half as much.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So how can someone contact Lead Concepts? What's the best contact method?
I would have them, believe it or not, I would have them send me a text message and tell them that they, you know, heard this podcast. Just text me, Chris Weir, 817-706-7914. 817 area code, 706-7914. If you send me a text message, I'll be able to, wherever I am in the country, A few weeks ago, I was in Florida and then Kansas City and Des Moines all in the same week. I've got Vegas. I got South Carolina. I can't get into all the places. I'm going to be in Detroit. So just text me and I'll be able to call you back from wherever I am. And we've got 48 people at Lead Concepts. We're continuing to grow. We all we want is for people that call us to be successful. That's all.
Well, Chris, thanks for your time today. Again, the RSSA program is a great opportunity for agents to enroll in. And also you have a solution to draw those leads to that RSSA program, as well as other programs too, for final expense and annuities and everything like that, and also meeting setups as well. So again, Chris, thanks for being on our podcast today. I really appreciate it. Owner and founder of Lead Concepts, Chris Weir. Like you said, you can just text him at 817-706-7914. And that's how you get started to get in contact with Lead Concepts, and they will help you take care from there of what's the best program that you want to market and everything like that. So again, thanks, Chris. Really appreciate it.
I love it, Todd. I'll see you in Lincoln before you know it.
All right. Sounds good.
Alrighty.
Take care.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.